Hello again, everyone, for Ivy Hoops Online. This is George Clark, hoping you are all having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I'm filing a recap of the Tiger season to this point. This recap was composed prior to Princeton's D3 game with Nazareth on Wednesday night, a 99-63 rout for the Tigers. The statistical information reflected in this report does not consider the Nazareth game. Suffice it to say that every player on the roster, except for Jack Scott, saw action. Freshman C.J. Happy was the leading scorer for the Tigers for the second straight game, canning a career-high 18, including four threes. After two outstanding seasons, Tiger fans were somewhat apprehensive as the 24-25 campaign approached. 2 years ago, the Tigers overcame a shaky start to cruise to a dominant performance in the Ivy League regular season and Ivy Madness en route to a berth in the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. Losing two stars from that team, Toussaint Ivbomanman, to the NBA and Ryan Langborg to Northwestern was an obvious blow. The Tigers, however, never looked back. Riding the broad shoulders of seniors Matt Alaco and Zach Martini and enjoying the emergence of sophomores Caden Pierce and Xavion Lee, the Tigers jumped out of the starting gate. Only a final-minute loss to St. Joe's on Hawk Hill marred the Tigers' non-conference record. Once again, the Tigers steamrolled the Ivy League with a 12-2 record, only to stumble against Brown in the Ivy Tournament semifinal. Henderson's crew compiled a glittering overall record of 24-5. Alaco and Martini both transferred to D1 programs for their extra year of eligibility, the former to Notre Dame and the latter to New Jersey rival Rutgers. The December meeting between the Tigers and Scarlet Knights promises a most interesting reunion. Tiger fans received devastating news as the season opened. Devin Austin was expected to return after recovering from off-season knee surgery. He had shown tremendous promise in his freshman year, but missed last year. In October, Austin left school for personal reasons unrelated to his injury. Whether he returns to school is an open question at this point. On the other hand, Jack Scott, son of former Tiger coach Joe Scott, transferred back to the Tigers from William and Mary. Mitch Henderson faced a huge question at the outset of the season, how to replace the contributions of Alaco and Martini, leaders in the locker room as well as on the court. He necessarily was forced to look to players who had little, and in the case of the incoming freshman, no experience at the D1 level. He has been there before, and the results have most often been excellent, but one never knows how a new group will develop. Several years ago, I wrote a piece for Ivy Hoops Online describing Henderson's difficulty beating Harvard and Yale as the monkey on his back. Since then, he has dominated Harvard and more than held his own with Yale. He has become one of the best and most respected coaches, not only in the Ivy League, but in the nation. He loves the challenge and fully realizes that this season presents perhaps his toughest. He is, of course, not without some very potent returning weapons. Caden Pierce and Xavion Lee are destined to be among the Tigers' all-time greats. Noah Savage, the former Tiger captain and now an analyst for ESPN, stated flatly at the Myrtle Beach Invitational that Pierce is the finest rebounder I have ever seen. Lee attracted the attention of a dozen NBA scouts last year. Pierce was named Ivy League Player of the Year, while Lee achieved first-team All-Ivy status. Both were sophomores last year. Daylon Davis, a diminutive scorer on all three levels, finished his freshman season with 10 straight double-figure games. Henderson had three positions solidly filled coming in. And thus far in this season, each of those players has averaged more than 31 minutes per game through the first eight. Blake Peters, the senior three-point sharpshooter, has been on the floor for 28 minutes per game. Peters is climbing up the Princeton record book for three-point scoring, currently in 14th place. In the first seven games of this year, Blake took 47 shots, 45 of them from deep. No other Tiger has reached the 20-minute-per-game mark, while Henderson has used nine different players in his starting lineup. He is searching for a consistent rotation, and frankly, that goal continues to be elusive. The Tigers' eighth start, the seventh-place game in a disappointing Myrtle Beach Invitational, gave Henderson a chance to use his bench players for most of the game. The bench responded beautifully, contributing 52 points in the 94-67 blowout over Portland. Four of the first-year players, C.J. Happy, Malik Abdullahi, Peyton Seals, and Jack Stanton, each was on the floor for at least 18 minutes. Happy made his coach and teammates happy. Forgive me for that one. As he led all Tiger scorers with 16 and added four rebounds. He has the size and strength the Tigers desperately need. The much-heralded Abdullahi, who has started three times, continued his impressive early season run with 10 points. Malik has shown tremendous basketball intelligence and outstanding athleticism. Like Pierce, he has an uncanny ability to be in the right place at the right time. Princeton is fortunate to stand at 5-3 after eight games. Henderson's club enjoyed improbable come-from-behind victories in three of its wins against Iona, Duquesne, and Northeastern. Resilience is a quality every good team needs. These Tigers have it and will need it going forward. Those three teams have compiled an overall record of 6-11 this year. The other two wins came at the expense of Merrimack, 1-4, and Portland, 2-6. The record of all the Tiger opposition is 23-28. And this factor perhaps clouds our perception of where the team is at this point. A look at the numbers reveals quickly how the team is struggling to overcome the loss of Alaco and Martini. While Caden Pierce grabs 8 caroms per contest, close to his average last season, the Tigers as a team have been consistently beaten on the glass at both ends of the court. Their total of 245 trails their opponents by 37, or nearly 5 per game. Tellingly, the Tigers have blocked 12 shots while seeing 29 of theirs swatted away, 9 of those by the Ramblers of Loyola, a 73-68 loss. We all know how much emphasis Henderson places on taking care of the basketball. This is one area where the current squad is meeting its coach's expectations. The Tigers turn it over 9 times a game, which is an acceptable rate, while forcing the opposition into 13 turnovers per night. Through 7 games, the Tigers were outscored by a half point per game. The Portland blowout caused a reversal in that stat, and the Tigers now stand at +3 in the scoring column after 8 contests.